Hare Krishna. Here's a here's a little up to date on what's happening here in Coimbatore in the clinic and the house to which we're confined. Yesterday, Nanjan Swami Maharaj left, and so it's myself and Tarakanath Chambihari. We're all here together, and we're halfway through our treatment, and more than halfway through the intensive course, which it is. It's intensive. There's nothing aggressive, intrusive. It's all about massage, but I may have mentioned before, it's massaged by six men. Two types of massages. One is called Dara, and the other one is called Pichichili. And the Dara involves pouring oil, room temperature oil, on the forehead for a period of an hour. And the Pichichili is four men, two on either side, upper and lower body. Massage, and the oils, different types of oils are being used. They're not the type of very thick, heavy oils that I'm used to. They're actually used to, meaning when I had the occasional Ayurvedic or so-called Ayurvedic massage, they're actually quite pleasant. And overall, it's very enjoyable. Now I'm understanding better why we're not supposed to be going outside, and why we're not supposed to. I'm not allowed to do my exercises. We're not supposed to shave, cut our fingernails, and so on, because it really does take it out of you, as incredible as it may sound, but. And bodily resistance, they say, goes down. So likelihood of getting an infection or a cold is highly increased. So in that way, we need to be extra careful. And I just had my fourth intensive massage. Boy, I'm really pooped, although I feel very, very good. And that's really the report. Report is that overall I feel very good. I don't know what the inner anatomical biological report is. I don't know what my creatinine is or other measure of my organs well-being, but I'm definitely feeling what I wanted to feel and what I felt when I was in the hospital that I needed, that my body is being replenished, built up, strengthened overall. I gave pictures of this, aside from this massage, which is from 8:45 to 10 in the morning. I have a poultice treatment, which is for the swelling in my feet. Then I also have, that's 3 in the afternoon, it goes to 4. At 5, I have tinnitus treatment, and for my balance, which involves putting oil in my ear, and then ear candle, blowing the smoke from an ear candle in. That seems to be working. I'd say there's about a 5% improvement over there. And then our medicine comes 6 a.m., 10 a.m., 3 p.m., 6 p.m., nighttime. And the weather is extremely pleasant, very conducive. And the best thing of all, at least right now for me, has been the prasadam. It's extremely tasty, very sattvic. I wish that all of our devotees could eat like that. It's rice and dal and sabji and chapatis, very, very tastefully cooked. They say that when I complimented the doctor, they said, most of our guests come here complain that it's too bland, it's not spicy enough, there's no chili and so on. I said, well, for me, it's perfect. And they said, yes, it's because you're all used to a sattvic lifestyle, and therefore you like sattvic foods. Very, very nice. So we have another 3 more days of intensive and another week of building up. That's sort of the update. In short, I'm satisfied, and I really feel that it was a worthwhile investment of time and funds and energy to come here. And I'm actually planning to come again next year after the GBC meetings. I'm going to book in now early, and we'll come after the meetings. But I don't know for how long. The ideal treatment is supposed to be for 5 weeks. I can imagine that that's really, really beneficial. I don't know if I'll be able to afford that much time, but it's that has a 2-week intensive in it. And that's it for today. And tomorrow we'll just continue. Hare Krishna.